For NPR Music, It's All Songs Considered, I'm Bob Boylan, and I'll begin this week's show with a stark piano ballad from Youth Lagoon. I'm not really sure what this song's about. I do know that I love the tone it sets, and I love the way it changes the vibe in the room when I listen to it. I often ask musicians their intent when they write a song. Some know exactly what they were after, and others, like Trevor Powers, are often content with the process of expression and its impact on their lives without fully understanding it all. So here's Youth Lagoon's Trevor Powers to take us to the song I love called The Sling.
Music is one of those things that every time I talk about it, I sound stupid. because the reason I got into it to begin with was I felt like I was bad at talking or bad at describing how I was feeling. And so music became this place where I could transcend that and I could really learn to understand myself and learn how to love myself. And that's really where The Sling comes into play, because I have been stuck for years. I had so many bad ideas and nothing was going anywhere. And one night I had the idea for The Sling. I had a couple lyrics, wrote them down. Some chords fell into place. And for the first time in a long time, I felt like there was truth in the room. And that was the North Star for the entire album. Everything made sense. Everything snapped into place after that.
It was so lonely. Heaven just sent voice of a friend. I could die happy if I started again. Started again. It was so lonely. Time would bend like a drunken tree. What makes me lose my head? Love and memory. Junkyard, and it's my home.
the music of Youth Lagoon and the song The Sling from their first album in 8 years. It's called Heaven is a Junkyard. It's out June 9th on Fat Possum. This is The Kit is the project of Kate Stables and her friends. The song More Change reflects the time and the evolution of friendships. It's produced by Griff Reese of Super Furry Animals, and here's Kate Stables to take us to the song More Change.
Our latest single is called More Change, and it kind of investigates or thinks out loud about the idea of change and of friendships and the unexpected ways in which they change over time, the kind of expansion and retraction that happens sometimes, and also our relationship with change. How much of the time is it just our minds that are changing and our perception shifting, and how much is it actually the physical external situation that has changed? And I feel like it's kind of a conundrum that can be applied to a lot of areas of life. It's hard to know where the progress is, but I believe there is progress, and I hope you enjoy listening to this song.
Friend, when you needed a friend, heart hanging or torn again, step ladder got down again, light bulb life changing, found a friend. Shove, shovel the bones away, love, human remains remain. Realizing it, progress made, claw sanity back again.
The song More Change from This Is The Kit, it comes from their sixth album called Careful of Your Keepers. It's out June 9th on Rough Trade Records, and there's an adorable video that just might put a smile on your face. I'll post that on the All Songs Considered site, npr.org/allsongs. When the British singer Dodie came and played a Tiny Desk concert in 2022, she went all out to make it special. She flew in three backup singers from LA, brought together string players, a bass playing fan she met on Instagram came from Canada, Dublin's Orla Gartland was there, and she and her band flew in from England and rearranged the music just for this performance. So now Dodie's released her Tiny Desk performance as an EP, so you can hear it on streaming services. From that Tiny Desk concert, here's Special Girl.
The way I approached bringing Special Girl to Tiny Desk and still making it sound as bopping and as jammy as the record was to kind of dish out all of the little pernickety parts. For example, my blessed vocalists had to learn all of the little percussive elements. There's two rhythms that happen in Special Girl, and we've managed to give them little names to help. There's I walked a dash and I'm a big baby. And there's Ross Crabbe. Yeah, he's my kind of guy. Ross Crabbe is my drummer on tour. And so all the little vocalists did that. They also sang all of the clarinet parts and all of my little echoey, reverby oohs and other harmonies. They were just excellent, really. Moving on to the string section. Yeah, I think I gave them free rein at the end. Nick and Natalie and Elena just jammed around in that rhythm. And I think all of the polyrhythms really helped to flesh out the general vibe. Honestly, God bless my band. It was so fun. And yeah, I think it really worked out.
It's not my fault. I was raised by open mouths and teary eyes. Passive wistful lullabies. I found my worth in this world by proving I'm a special girl time and time again. Sweet, sweet irony. Could not care less if you love me, but hate me first. Yeah, make me work, that's perfect. Baby, I'm a funny thing. I'm walking if it doesn't sting. Heartbreak only means that it was worth it. Oh, I think I was doomed before I began. Sorry, I just know the way that I am. Oh well. So this is it now. 27, I still count everyone I kiss. Wow, the better ones still taste the best. Talk and tap to find a crack. Pries open till my nails turn black. Time and time again. Sweet, sweet irony. Could not care less if you love me, but hate me first. Yeah, make me work, that's perfect. Baby, I'm a funny thing. I'm walking if it doesn't sting. Heartbreak only means that it was worth it. Oh, I think I was doomed before I began. Sorry, I just know the way that I am. Wow!
That's Doty and the song Special Girl from her 2022 Tiny Desk concert, which she released as an EP. The video for this concert can be seen at NPR.org or if you go to the NPR Music YouTube channel. It's break time, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. When you book through Capital One Travel using the Venture X card, you earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights, and you earn unlimited 2x miles on all other purchases, plus receive up to $300 back as a statement credit. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. African Head Charge have been making dubbed-out psychedelic African beats since the early 80s. Two of the primary driving forces in African Head Charge are Bongo Ayabingi Noah and dubmaster Adrian Sherwood. The music is steeped in echoing Jamaican sounds and Ghanaian rhythms. Their first new album in 12 years is called A Trip to Bolgatanga, and it's a thrilling adventure in rhythm and textures that include horns and strings. This song is called Microdosing.
Thank you.
The Sounds of African Head Charge from the album A Trip to Bogotanga, which I believe is their 13th album and their first sonic adventure in a dozen years. There's a story about how African Head Charge got its start, and to put it simply, it began when producer Adrian Sherwood read something Brian Eno had written about Eno's 1981 project with David Byrne called My Life in the Bush of Ghosts. And there Eno described that record as a vision of a psychedelic Africa. And that inspired Adrian Sherwood to create what he thought a psychedelic African might sound like. Brian Eno's been a tremendous influence on the music I love and a tremendous influence just on the music world in general. At its heart, his music's always sonically adventurous, with layers of sound mixed with quietude. Brian Eno and producer Fred Again have just made a record together, and they've known each other since Fred Again was a teenager. They were neighbors, and Eno became Fred Again's mentor, something Fred and I talked about when he recently played at my desk. Over the years, they've learned so much from each other. They've just released an album together called Secret Life. On that record, they did a magical rendering of John Prine's song, Summer's End. And if you have a good set of headphones, put them on and lose yourself in this remarkable rendition they call Come On Home.
Hey, Bob, what's good? It's Fred. I hope you are keeping well, man. Yes, I'm in like a super sleepy Sunday evening state after a mad weekend, which actually is kind of a perfect place for this type of song that we're talking about, I guess. So we're in sync. But yeah, this is the last song on the album, on Secret Life, the album I just did with Brian Eno. And it is Brian, actually, as we spoke about, you and I, when I was in DC for Tiny Desk, I was sort of lucky that he became a sort of mentor from when I was like 16 or something. And the older I get, the more grateful and appreciative I am of how unbelievably rare his mind is. So yeah, like for all of the actual life records I was making, he would be helping me in various different ways. But then there was this other thing that we kept kind of making that kept happening, which was this much more like stripped approach to the samples. And it sort of over the last few years, we realized that it was just kind of increasingly appearing. And so I went to his place in Norfolk and had a very therapeutic couple weeks where we really like got stuck into it all and just spent hours and hours listening to drones. And it was it was one of the most peaceful music making experiences I've ever had. Sorry, I'm going on a bit now, innit? But this samples a video I found on Instagram of Adrian Lenker, and yeah, it's the last song on this record, and it was always the last. That was something that never changed.
Come on home. You don't have to be alone. Come on home. Come on home. You don't have to.
Brian Eno, along with Fred again, from their magical collaboration called Secret Life, and their reimagining of the John Prine song Summer's End, which they call Come On Home. The German-Swiss duo Grand Brothers make music that channels both classical music, EDM, and ambient sounds. And their new album was recorded in the iconic Cologne Cathedral in Germany. And if you still have those headphones on, get ready for this amazing recording. From the album Late Reflections, here are the Grand Brothers to take us out on the song Adrift. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
For this album, we had the very rare opportunity to record in the Cologne Cathedral, which is one of the biggest churches in the world. And like the way sounds behave in there, it's just mesmerizing. And it was clear from the start that we wanted to react creatively to this really long reverb. It's 13 seconds reverberation time. So it was quite obvious to make the room part of the composition process. And you could say that more and more the room became something like an own instrument.
Yeah, and the song plays with the two opposite extremes of dynamics or dynamic range. So you have very intimate and small parts on the one side and really huge and distorted elements on the other. Maybe try imagining that you move through the room closer and closer towards the piano until you're practically right in front of it. And the volume is at its peak, and then you move away from it again, and the music slowly disappears. That's something that we imagined while writing it. And picturing that sometimes it was just the two of us in this gigantic hall still leaves us kind of speechless. And it's an experience that we will hold on to for the rest of our lives, definitely.